Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
I give you all of me. And you give me all of you. Oh.
Jacaranda FM, great stuff there. One of Craig's favorite artists, John Legend, All of Me. He was four when he joined the choir, and he was he didn't go to school for a long time. He was taught by his mom at home.
Yeah.
So
not like me. So he was an early developer.
He was seven when he was getting into music. I mean, the talent was there already. Why do you like that song so much?
I think I remember driving and hearing that hook that head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. And when I heard that, I thought this is a crazy good song because I've never heard a hook like that before. So then I heard it, and I think later that afternoon it played again, and then I heard it was John Legend. I mean, he's had some incredible songs. So obviously a lot of the music I write is on piano. So I think I look up to someone like him for great songs.
I think you were around long before John Legend. So maybe you heard one of your CDs, because that piano there, you must have loved it when you heard it, because that's the kind of stuff
amazing.
When you listen to Watershed's music and your solo stuff as well.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. What a good song, man.
Okay, you're going to perform a song for us now. Go into it, and then I'm sure people will recognize it as soon as you start. Here we go. Craig Hines, my studio guest, live, unplugged.
Ordinary boy, extraordinary girl, waiting on. Yes, barely self-employed, pure self-assured, waiting on empty tables, waiting on the world, praying to a sky that's a silent blue, waiting for the right time to ask her, can I dance? The curse was lifted, act as if the ship's not drifted. Got the gift, bought the winning ticket. Just act as if. Ordinary boy, extraordinary girl, makes him reach a little bit higher. Hard not to enjoy eating but a sandwich, nights of curtain getting much brighter, waiting for a chance to show her hard times on forever, waiting for the right time to ask her, come on, act as if the curse was lifted, act as if the ship's not drifted, got the gift, bought the winning ticket, just come on, act and act and act, act as if. Ordinary boy, extraordinary girl, waiting on fate to take notice.
It's one of those songs, don't stop. Carry on, you know what I mean? Where were you when you wrote that song, and what was that song all about?
I was in LA. I try and spend as much time as I can in LA and the UK, London. And that's purely just because over the years I've built up some nice, really nice songwriting partners over there. So I wrote it in LA, and it was for my debut solo album, which came out in 2013, I think it was. I remember sitting there, and it was. Just, I remember the lyrics started as "Ordinary Boy, Ordinary Girl," and it was about these two people that met. But then it became, I sort of felt that it wasn't quite as exciting as an ordinary boy and an extraordinary girl. And the chance of that happening, an ordinary boy meeting an extraordinary girl normally doesn't happen. So it was more about a fate thing that sort of brought these two people together. And that's the general story.
And the idea about the whistling, I mean, it's unusual. You don't hear that often in music anymore. I think in the 60s, everybody did that in the 70s. But I mean,
An old soul, they call me.
So how did that happen? Were you... While you were doing that song, I can just imagine that you were sitting on a bench or whatever, or wherever you were, in the garden, or were you in the lounge somewhere on the loo?
No, it wasn't the loo. the loo wasn't in the lounge or in the garden or on a park bench. But no, it was it was indoors. Mm-hmm. It was indoors. But the whistling came about. I just ran out of words, man.
So that was
just ran out of words.
You didn't think about that at all when you wrote that song, and you were strumming along, and all of a sudden you stopped singing, and the whistling came. And I can see this happening. This is what happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it was one of those
sort of where to next, where to
and
next.
And then the whistle, and you thought, wow, that's going to be part of the whole. It's amazing how these things happen, eh? Because you didn't really plan that, did you?
No, but at the same time, I think you're thinking all the time. I think you're thinking what, you know. I think whistling is quite a carefree sort of attitude, so I think that it sort of gave the ordinary boy quite a coolness about him that you know, he was ordinary, but yet he, you know, there was something cool about his ordinary attitude and the ordinary thing that he was. So, for me, songwriting, every little bit of that song needs to have some sort of a feel in there. You know, you put it in for a reason.
Well, can you imagine half a bottle of tequila and trying to whistle?
No, that wouldn't happen. Just
But also, that you have to get that whistling right. I mean, so I'm sure you've done some gigs.
I got to close my eyes because I laugh.
And obviously the audience, the feedback you're getting... When they got to know that song,
yeah,
they were whistling along. Thousands of people, 50 people in a venue, 500. That must have been an amazing vibe. Yeah. And they're holding their cell phones up or lighters. Brilliant.
Myself and Howie, our drummer, we whistle that part together at shows. And I just can't look at him. And I don't think he can look at me, because if we do look at each other during the whistling bit, there's a problem, because it's not going to happen. Because if you ever try to whistle while you're smiling, it's not... You know, and also there's a trick to whistling into a microphone. You can't whistle straight into it, because you're going to get that air sound. So you just got to look just slightly off to the left, so that the mic's picking up the sound but not the air.
Mm. No, amazing song. Then obviously, you've got how many hits did you have on the charts in South Africa? We're not even talking about Germany and those places yet, but in South Africa, how many can you count? How many hits charted that you know of?
Yeah, well, we had in 2010, we released a best of called A Million Faces. It was actually such an amazing campaign. We got friends and fans to post little tiny pictures of them. Well, pictures of themselves. We made them tiny. And just the whole album is just covered with thousands of people's faces. So that was called A Million Faces. But that, because it was 2010, Watershed had been around for 10 years, so it was officially 20 hits in 10 years. So that probably answers the question.
So, sure, there are so many. 3794, Twitter cost of R1.50. There's one that I want you to do, but I'm not going to mention it right now, but I'm going to ask you when we play a song to do in about 45 minutes or so. So Craig Hines in studio from Watershed, and he's going to do another unplugged song. We're going to talk about the future for the band. I mean, I know they are going to record a new album, maybe busy now. I don't know. We're going to have to find out about that. But before we move on, under 21 World Water Polo Championships 19, what was it, mid-90s, right?
Yeah.
Did you get your Springbok colors or South African colors?
Okay, so I managed to make the South African schools water polo team.
Bonnie and Friends, Bonnie Simon, Jacaranda FM.